ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड मॉर्निंग। स्पेशल मॉर्निंग आफ्टर मैनी सेलिब्रेशंस, डेफिनेटली यू विल बी एक्सपीरियंसिंग, वुड बी नेचुरली एक्सपीरियंसिंग द सेम वाइब्रेशंस ऑफ तपस्या, डिटर्मिनेशन, प्योरिफिकेशन, ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन थ्रू एक्स्ट्रा रियलाइजेशन। एंड दिस रियलाइजेशन इज फॉर रियली ब्रिंगिंग वंस अगेन the joy, renewal of energy. We are determined, as we are companion of God, helpers of God, for world renewal. But world is not just the world of matter, of nature. World means we human beings. World, though we call soul world, Baba says that is not a world. That's your home. Behind the curtain you stay. You go there to rest. And many tired souls, those who are really tired and don't want to play role anymore, they hope that we just go and sleep longer time. And I'm not going to wake up. Nobody should wake me up. I don't want to come back. And we find that after some time nobody wakes them up. No alarm is fixed. And they wake up and they become present again. Population is increasing. It means they had a limited time rest there. They had to come back again here. But the ones, those who really are active actors, they want to play the role from the very beginning of the play. Others come, okay, let the play start. I can join the end. They join the crowd. They just because they come to watch. But then those who are the actors on the stage, they prepare themselves beforehand. Many hours before, I saw the enthusiasm yesterday. The actors, the gopis and gopis, the one who played Sri Krishna part, or one who played the whatever role they had to play, or they were ready many hours before. Program begins at 5 o'clock, and they are ready for lunch time, dressed up properly, ready for that. It's a joy of playing the role of being on the stage. And those who come to watch it, doesn't matter. The last scene is also okay. We at least go for a program. The same this world stage is this. But Baba is making us aware of what is our role. Because we are the foundation. The souls from those who have started the journey 5,000 years ago and played the role with those, in the name of them we are celebrating their birthdays, their day of whatever, either they have their birthday or even the function, the task they did, they got the crown. We celebrate Diwali, we celebrate Holi. It's not the birthday, Diwali and Holi, Raksha Bandhan, etc. They are the task. When they did that important task or important work on this at this time, but it was not alone themselves. It was the power the godly power, divine power, perfection in the action that God taught. And so it is the awareness that what Baba is bringing us again, that what are you, who are you? And especially on Shivratri time, Baba reminds us very special aspect of our powerful personality, our original quality of eternity, purity, and the dignity that we, the souls, had. So today's Murli itself is also, when you will hear, every sentence is reminding of the contrast of what we have been doing on the path of bhakti. We have been doing rituals. We have been doing what we have done in the form of remembering that, and then we did some festivals or rituals. And then gradually we became so satisfied and happy just doing the rituals. But then question is that what it is actually, what I am doing, the rituals I am performing, is the spiritual power filled in it? Is my real, what is intention behind? And what is the knowledge behind? Without knowledge, if we are doing anything, either we do with blind faith or we do with fear. And whatever is being done with fear, it's only temporary. This done and okay, I have done. But here it is not anything with fear or with blind faith. It has to be very clear knowledge. And so today's Murli, Baba is giving us the real meaning of what we have been doing on the path of bhakti, especially at the festival of Shivratri. People offer, they offer akka flowers, they offer dhatura, they drink intoxication, the certain herbs, and they also sacrifice something. In early days they used to sacrifice on Shiva themselves. They were surrender their life. But in fact, it is not the question of surrendering the physical form. It is what it is working behind this physical body. And that is surrendering our mind, offering our mind. Surrendering means it's not killing, but it is filling. Let it, you fill it with that power what God has, the benevolence He has, wisdom He has, the power of purification He has. So it is different. And when we are actually offering our weaknesses, this akka flower is a bitter flower and poisonous flower. And all the things which have been really poisonous, which is killing our happiness, which has killed our harmonious life, which has killed our health and happiness, which has stolen our real wealth of divinity, that is what it is, our is poison, and we have to finish that. But with intoxication, with determination, because when we are offering something, or we are actually on the path of bhakti, they keep fasting. And in fact, fast means, in Hindi, Sanskrit meaning is taking a vow, vrat, with vritti. Vrat is not only don't eat food, don't drink for 8 hours or 12 hours, but in fact, what we have been eating and drinking in, that we have to control, not for 8 hours, not for 10 hours, but not drinking at all, renouncing it completely. There's a difference between fasting for few hours with this aim, okay, 8 hours will finish and then I will have a feast. 8 hours I have not eaten and so many things are prepared to finish the fast. What does it mean? So it is not really renunciation. Intention is something to get back what I have renounced. But here, it's a renunciation of the weaknesses, vices, and it is with such a determination and power that it will not come back for 2,500 years, or maybe for 3,500 years, because it is even the souls, really powerful souls, till Copper Age, are also very disciplined. They have system, they have maryadas, they have some kind of a kind of code of conduct of their family life. What should be, how should they live, how should be the system in the family, how their dignity is such that they are not like ordinary people wandering here and there to keep their honor. So there is a different quality souls, because more the powerful thing is, it lasts longer time. It's not only question of cleaning ourselves. It is not a question of emptying ourselves from the weakness. It's a question of making ourselves again mighty, the child of the almighty authority, and bringing the same power. And that's why those who were made divine by the Supreme Being and had filled that power in themselves, they were also considered God. Everybody was starting, has been remembered as Krishna God, Rama God, Hanumanji God, Shakti God, Bhakti. Everyone is God. They are called gods and goddesses. In fact, God is only one. But just like a good specialist, surgeon, teaches many doctors and they become doctors and they are called doctors, but then the difference between the specialist is there and the ordinary ones. Even the nurses begin to think, of course, feel that the time comes they become doctors. Of course, it's learning. They do the role of doctor as well by giving the medicine, taking care. But in fact, what is God is telling us, to become powerful so that your dignity lasts for the whole cycle. And this is why it's not a question of making ourselves, taking vow or fasting or doing anything for short achievement, but for permanent quality of powerful qualities of divinity, of purity. And so it means, when we are making a promise to renounce something, not with a single doubt whether I will be able to follow it, fulfill it, put it into action or not. Today Baba is speaking about the psychology, that if you are making a promise and your intent, inside the thought is, I don't know whether I will be successful or not. Yes, I bring transformation. I do want to really free from all my addictions, weaknesses, defects. But I am not sure. I have been really influenced by them, and many times I have tried, but again and again it comes back. Baba says this thought itself is a weakness. And if you are invoking weakness beforehand, how can you think that you will be powerful? To finish weakness means let go of weakness, but at the same time invoke the power. Bring that energy with you that I am a successful soul. I am beloved child of God. God is making me so powerful. And I am, the expression in Hindi is very beautiful, that I am gale ka haar. I am garland around God's neck. And I cannot have any defeat. Haar banne wale kabhi haar nahi khate. Means those who become the garland, beloved children of God, they can never be defeated, because here, where are they sitting? Maya cannot sit on God's heart. Maya finds a place in the heart of the weak ones. In God's heart there's no place of any wickedness, any vice, any defect. It is the benevolent being, the purified one. And so I'm seated there with that intoxication, if you are sitting, with determination. So make the seed very powerful. Baba said, yes, the seed is your soul conscious, your self-respect. But if you are not tilling the land, you are not preparing the ground properly, no matter how great potential in the seed is, and if it is not properly, the place where it is growing, you have not nurtured it properly, the seed will not bring the same power. So you have to prepare, and we are really farmer of our life. We have to dig the land and send the tenants that have been there for a long period of time. We have to vacant this house. That is what is fasting, complete vacant, because this talent has been so comfortable, no? Because we entertain them, we give them every day what they demand, asking whether it is desires, whether it is name and fame, whether it is position, whether it is dignity, appreciation from the world. And the more they receive, we are also proud, because our tenants are very loyal. And now we have to demolish that. Demolish that building of consciousness. And that is awareness of the body, consciousness of the body. And with that, there's all these variety things are there. And so this is why Baba says, but then renounce. Make sure that you are constructing the world. You are nirmana. You are creating the new world. You are creating your new life. You are building your new character, divine character. But the Hindi word again, nirman, nirmana. Pronunciation looks the same, but spelling is, in English, spelling is also the same. Actually, nirmana, no desire for name, fame, position, authority, glorification. Nirmana, humble. Real attitude of when the purity, pure attitude is there, pure feelings is there, that humility is greatness. But if you do something with abhiman, nirmana means no abhiman. If there is debhan, the sign of that would be that you would be very sensitive. You have done something good And some men pointed out, it is not really so as we were expecting. We thought you could do something more, and happiness goes away. The balloon goes very high because the air is put in it. And as soon as it goes high, gradually this gas balloon comes back down. No. So this, it is not the pumping something, somebody else is pumping. No. Abhiman feels very much apaman. When I am body conscious, egocentric, very quickly becomes sensitive and cannot tolerate any suggestion, any correction, any advice, because I'm thinking perfect. No, different. What perfection I want is that when God is satisfied and I, my pure consciousness is also honestly giving me that yes, this is okay, this is right, and all those were others, not that I am saying I am. When this certificate from, and that is called, you automatically become sovereign, king, victorious, Mahavir. Invoke the spiritual power, let the weakness go, then you are Mahabali, Mahabalwan, great powerful soul, because you are sacrificing the weakness and power is coming back in you. So today's Murli, actually, time-wise I should finish, but it's very powerful. You hear with many different aspects Baba speaking. Other aspect I wanted to say about bhog. I see many Baba's children come with that aim Thursday, Sunday to offer bhog. And so what is the meaning of offering bhog? It is actually not, of course, in order to give respect, love, fruits, flowers are brought, or whatever contribution for buying the ingredients to offer so that everybody can get the bhog is given. That is one aspect of our bhavana, our respect, our inner feeling of responsibility for the members of the family or relatives or friends, we offer bhog. But the real thing is, we gather here to give this power, vibrations, powerful vibrations of yoga, that these souls who are, we are offering bhog, they receive our godly vibrations, because it is, we are putting them in front of, bringing them in our mind, not with attachment, not with sorrow, not with repentance, but appreciation of what their life did it. Either they have gone 3 months ago, 6 months ago, or few months ago, because there have been some souls who left body recently. Or we offer bhog if someone is really in a difficult situation and need some power, they are not well. But the purpose is, you yourself, we ourselves are bringing in front of Baba, and then not thinking about them, because we do not know where they have gone. We know their address is changed, and we also know their address is changed. And we do not know address anymore. We cannot send anything. The role is changed. The soul is changed, and their company, they have got job another place. So without knowing the address, I cannot contact them. So I just send everything in the main post office. Main office, let them give everything. Let Baba give them everything. Then I am also connected with Baba. They are also connected with Baba. Then without name, without form, the soul comes in front of Baba, because God says, you are offering, of course, with the name and form, but I remember them, invite them with the new name and form, because I have the address. But how it will reach? Definitely it reaches your power, because your good wishes, your respect, your love, it is just like the fresh air. The flowers are blossoming, fragrant flowers. They don't go anywhere, but the air carries the fragrance far. The ocean and rivers are at one place. Cool breeze takes that coolness very far. So with pure love, with good respect, if you are offering, just be soul conscious and be with Baba and let Him take care, and our good wishes will reach them. That is what is offering bhog. But offering myself, I have to be conscious what I have to give. So there's a difference between I offer myself to God by weakness, and I'm aware of that. Very powerfully, let them kill, let God kill them, and I also kill them with great joy. But the other, let God take care of them. When I'm offering bhog, then God has responsibility. And I have respect, love, and good power.